The race for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in Maryland is getting crowded. This is Don Rush. One of those candidates is former State Attorney General Doug Gansler, who lost a bid to then Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown in 2014. This Friday, we talk with him about his candidacy and the issues on Delmarva Today. Here's an excerpt. What specifically would you do about economic inequality? How do you address that overall problem?
One of the good things I think is people, I always view government as being there to sort of help people help themselves, not just sort of do handouts and as a Band-Aid. And I think one of the things that's happened really is part of your question, which is the inequities have come to the fore and people realize that. I mean, people are questioning and looking into how is their company, how is their business dealing with these diversity, inclusion issues, and socioeconomic disparity issues? But one of the biggest things, which is childcare. And you've seen families and that have been really pulled apart, and almost half the women, for example, during the pandemic, half of the women in the United States lost their jobs or changed their jobs or had to change their jobs, and much of that is predicated on the lack of available childcare. And so I think government really needs to take a bigger role in that and making sure that there's incentives, economic incentives put forward for companies to provide childcare and for the government to provide childcare for folks. So that's one of the areas.
What did you make of the governor's decision to cut the $300? Do you think he should have done that?
No. I think it's free money from the federal government, you know, that our people in our state are paying into the federal government and people need the help. And yes, COVID is very much in the rear view mirror of many of us, but we're still coming out of it. And we really haven't hit the low of the economy because the $300 is symbolic in of what's been going on, which is all these people lost their jobs. All these people have been displaced. A lot has happened during COVID. And we really haven't seen the economic impact for a lot of people because of sort of this, I call it a Band-Aid, but what you call what you want, the help that's been provided from the federal government. It was important to do. It was the right thing to do. But if they're giving it out to everybody, Maryland should get its share as well.
I want to turn to January 6th. The local congressman has been reluctant to call it an insurrection. It's a very hot issue, by the way, here on the Eastern Shore when it comes to opposition to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he was watching a different game than the rest of us. I mean, I was sitting there watching television. I was sad. I mean, my sentiment was sad. This is, you know, the greatest country in the world, and all these people came out from under their rocks and started crawling up the walls of the Capitol, and it was just so disconcerting. But on the one hand, there's some positive that came out of it. But now you're watching television saying, I'm not that person. I'm a Republican, but I'm not a person that's going to wave a Confederate flag and trespass on the Capitol and start breaking things and stealing stuff and killing police officers. So that gives people a step back and saying, do I want to have an Andy Harris? Do I want somebody who's going to support that kind of activity or pretend it didn't happen when we all saw it on television?
Full interview with former State Attorney General Doug Gansler can be heard on Delmarva Today this Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.